This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so there's a lot of layoffs going on, and many people are worried that they're going to be the next one to be laid off. And I have seen the variety of employee types that will get laid off or will get to keep their job. And it shocked me. And we actually spoke about this during the Great Recession when people were losing their jobs in 2011 and 12 and 13 and 14. And it was happening, you know, year after year. And it was very interesting to see who would keep their jobs and who wouldn't. Originally, people who lost their jobs were last one hired, first one fired. But then I started to notice that because people were so desperate to work, because we had a kind of a different model for unemployment at the time, where you almost weren't making more being unemployed, like we did with COVID, I started to notice that if a place could hire two employees for $9 an hour, why are they going to keep the $20 an hour employee? So these more expensive employees then got fired because they made more money. And if that job needs all hands on deck and just needs hands, and they don't care about you, your work ethic, your loyalty, the time you put in, you get canned because they can hire somebody cheaper. On the flip side, now that minimum wage has risen and wages have risen, new hires are more expensive than our current employees or than current employees. And so you might actually be more safe. But I don't want any employee to be sitting there going, well, I need to make as little as possible so I keep my job. Well, then, okay, what is your work ethic? Are you a superstar? Or do you fly under the radar? Now, for me, everywhere I go, I give it 2,000%. I just like doing a good job. That's just how I was raised. That's just how I am. I cannot do something half-assed. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right. I'm going to make you proud. I'm not going to wait to be asked. If something needs to be done, I'm going to fix it. If there's something on the floor, nobody's picking it up, I'm going to pick it up. The problem with that is if you are a superstar and if you are somebody that, you know, I got this, you could rely on me. Some agencies or institutions don't like that. Now, you make them look bad. So I notice in some institutions, the people that fly under the radar seem to have safety. No one's going to think of firing you if your name doesn't come to mind. So many people are like, I'm just going to sneak into work, sneak out, don't have any interaction. Now, I couldn't do that because it's a job. I want my employers to know where I am. I want my, you know, listeners to know where I am. I'm not going to do this flying under the radar. I'm going to be present. I'm going to be doing my job. You know, I'm tired. Sometimes at 2 in the morning, there's a news alert. And it's my job to make sure you guys are aware. That's what I do. I could sleep. I could pretend like I didn't get it. But I feel guilty then. So if you are at a job now and you know there's going to be layoffs coming, well, do you be a superstar or do you fly under the radar? Well, again, it all depends how your employer is going to be figuring out the layoffs. If they're going to be just looking at numbers and going, well, this person works here, this person works here, this person makes us no money, and you're a name, you're cut. If you are just a number in the you know, big machine of your work, of your job, you're not going to stand out. Now, if you do stand out, and you could also make people nervous that you want to be promoted. See, me, I don't want to be promoted. I just want to do a good job. But other people could say, no, 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 this person's going to want my job. This person makes me look bad. If you're at all working for a company like that, go. Get out of there. Don't let anybody extinguish your flame or try to dim your light. If you are working, if you feel like you have to hold back and not bring up good ideas or not fix problems or finish your work on time, that's not a place you want to go. You're not going to thrive. You're going to become furniture. And that's not, you know, for me, I want to make a difference. It was interesting. I was at a radio conference, and I told you guys about this. David Bernstein, who is an icon in radio, had gone up on stage and talked to people about who people were getting fired in radio during the Great Recession. And he said, look, do something at your current job that you're going to be proud of, because you all will lose your job. Every one of us, no matter what field you're in, will eventually lose your job. So you want to have something on your resume saying, this is what I did. This is what I've done. Now, in the olden days, losing your job was a bad mark. Now, people are getting laid off so much, it doesn't matter if you lost your job. So if you don't want them to assume you lost your job because you didn't do your job, accomplish something. And if you could accomplish something and say, look, I brought this, I brought this, I brought this, this is what I created. They didn't have money for me, so they eliminated my position. But this is what I've done. I would go for that. And so maybe you don't have to necessarily be a superstar. Maybe you don't have to fly under the radar. But do the job they want you to do. But make sure you aren't being held back. And if there's something that you've always wanted to do that thinks need to be done in that industry and thinks it'll be a very, very good selling point for you if you do lose your job, because all of us could be at risk of losing our jobs, you bring it to the table. Now, and it's a fascinating concept to see what's happening right now. And a lot of you have gotten notices saying, I'm going to be laid off at the end of the year. They're doing layoffs by August. They're doing layoffs by the end of the summer. That's not, that's hard to live with. I get it. That's really hard to live with. So, you know, but don't do a crap job to try to save your job. That's not a job you want to have. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, I'm going. Here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So if we really want to work on our health and we really want to work on our weight, we have to approach certain foods as them being poison. And that's not easy. Listen, I need to walk the walk also. But trust me, if I see a bowl of M&M's, I am sticking my hand in that sucker. So look, I get this isn't easy. But this is what we need to collectively do together. If you see a bag of potato chips, you need to look at it as you would something poisonous. If you see a big piece of chocolate cake with fudge and hot chocolate sauce dripping down the side with the little chocolate chips nestled into the frosting and a little dollop of some whipped cream or Cool Whip, and then you... No. It's evil. If I see Jimmy Garoppolo standing there in front of my house saying, Dahlia, your husband's not home. It's not going to hurt anybody. You could have a full 5 minutes with me. I think about it, but no. It's not worth it. And we're going to, with our health or with any decision, have to do that. Now, the first thing people say or think to themselves is, well, I don't have willpower. Yeah, willpower is tough. If I see a piece of chocolate cake, I'm sticking my finger in it. Even if it's not my cake, even if it's not my chocolate piece of cake, once I saw it, I'm going to think about it. Sorry. But we have a lot of things that tempt us out there. And for those of us struggling with obesity, struggling with diabetes, struggling with heart disease, we don't want to get dementia, we don't want to get a stroke, we're going to have to rethink what we're doing. So look at breakfast cereal, for example. New York Post has a nice, interesting piece on 6 popular ultra-processed foods you need to throw out, according to a nutritionist. But breakfast cereal. You know, I have eaten breakfast cereal because the sugar gives me a temporary boost. It's not healthy, but I've had breakfast cereal. Sugar gives me a temporary boost. It's cheap. I mean, I don't want to go to McDonald's and get an Egg McMuffin sandwich. It's cheaper to have a box of cereal that could feed you multiple times. It's yummy. It's a way for me to get my milk in, but it's a bunch of sugar. A bunch of sugar. They say Cocoa Puffs. I don't like Cocoa Puffs. That has 9 grams of sugar. They say Reese's Puffs has 9 grams of sugar. Crave has 15 grams of sugar. So if you're going to be eating a cereal that has the fiber, the vitamin B, the iron, you know, maybe. But the problem with cereal is you get hungry after 2 hours. You know, I like to now, for breakfast, eat a little piece of chicken. I get some chicken in me, or I get some cheese. Maybe I'll take a little bit of fruit, and I notice it lasts longer, and I feel more satiated. But you got to be careful. You don't want to be eating processed meats. You got to be careful with some of that. So deli meats is another thing you need to rethink. There's a lot of flavorings and preservatives. They're high in fat. They're high in salt. Deli meats are very tasty. Trust me. You serve me some Hebrew National salami. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we don't have a lot of good delis, but there's this one place called Bagel Cafe. And, oh, my gosh, they had not had Hebrew National salami for a while after COVID. But when they brought it back, if I order a sandwich of that, I don't even need the rest of the sandwich. All I want to do is eat the salami. I mean, it is so tasty. Why is it tasty? Because it's salty. Because there's fat in there. Can't be eating that kind of stuff. Bacon, hot dogs, beef, salami. Yeah, it's a source of protein, but you need to eat something that doesn't have all that in there. Chips, a lot of salt. That's why we like it. That's why they're addictive. You aren't only addicted to sugar, you could get addicted to salt. And when you want something salty, you want more. It makes you more hungry. Why? Why does salt do that? Why does sugar do that? Well, because your brain is mixing up hunger and thirst. And so when you eat something salty, your body wants to neutralize it. It wants you to drink something. But instead, you're like, no, I just want more. Same thing with sugar. And so you drink more. That's why diabetics get very thirsty. Because the body is trying to neutralize the sugar, make things more neutral. And then you pee more because the body's trying to dump the extra sugar. So you need to then avoid something that has a lot of salt. I mean, I remember getting annoyed with my mom because whenever we would go to a restaurant, she's like, just cut the salt. I want it, no salt. And I'm like, now you're making them remake the whole entire dish. You know, but good for her. There's too much salt in the food. Just because a restaurant wants to sell it, you know, doesn't mean you have to, you know, get a spike in your blood pressure. So processed cheese. You know, it's very interesting. One of my buddies told me that if you're going to eat cheese, don't eat the shredded cheese. Eat the cheese in a larger block. Because the shredded cheese has more of a surface area and more chemicals on them to hold them in shape. I forget all the chemicals in cheese, but to make a gummy and to have it hold its shape and have its texture, You need to have chemicals in there. And so, otherwise, it just crumbles. And so when you eat shredded cheese, I love to put shredded cheese when I do an arroz con pollo or any sort of dish where I want cheese on it. But instead, just take the block and just shred it yourself. Because shredded cheese has the chemicals surrounding every single little piece of cheese. Soda. I've started to look at soda as, you know, bad. I'm not going to put that in my mouth. Now, do I drink soda sometimes? Yep. If my tummy kind of feels a little off, I love the bubbles. Sometimes if I just want something sweet, I'll drink a little bit of a diet soda because of the sugar substitute. But it's not healthy. There have been people addicted to diet soda. And you're like, diet soda tastes like crap. But people are addicted to it because of the caffeine and because of the sweetness. And so when you look at that, you got to look at it as evil. I'm not touching it. And so, you know, it stinks because most of our food access is processed food. I mean, when I go to the grocery store, you got the produce section, which is amazing. But, well, when you go to the meat section or the cheese section, there's most of our daily intake is something that was processed and made. And it's no wonder we have the health issues we have. Now, there's always somebody that says, but Dr. Dahlia, we're living longer. They ate fresher in the olden days, but they aren't living as long. We're living longer. Well, that's not because of fast food. You know, we're living longer because we've learned safety in terms of our cars. I mean, when I was a baby, I was just roaming around the seat of the car. They didn't have car seats at the time in the 70s. And so, yes, I was born in the 1970s. Okay. Yep, and then finally there were baby seats. And so by the time I had kids, they were strapped and bridled and positioned and to keep them safe. So, yes, our life expectancy changed with that. You know, we also learned not to chase trains, jump on them, and jump off of a train. We don't do that like they used to do. We don't drag race our cars, although some people do. You know, we go for fun on the weekends. Now we have other things to do for fun. You know, we figured out how to make air a little cleaner with air filters. We've learned how to take an exercise. You know, so there are some things that are being done, but unfortunately there's a lot of us that are very, very ill. And so I want you to practice. Now, I know some of you are like, I can't do that. I can't say no to chips. Can't say no. Let's do baby steps. Okay? You know, try to go for poops and giggles 1 week without soda. Just do it. And then see how easy it is. You know, it's Passover for some of us. And with Passover, we are supposed to not eat leavened bread. And so that ends up being extrapolating to no bread at all, cutting a lot of our grains, cutting a lot of our carbohydrates. And depending on how you interpret the Bible, some people won't have soda because there's corn syrup in there because they'll consider corn a part of it. And so there's varying degrees of it. But, you know, doing without carbs, I'm doing fine. My son air fried some chicken wings, salted them just a touch, no fat, and I had that as a meal with some vegetables and fruit. So, you know, when you do little baby steps of, you know what, I'm not going to eat chips. No, I'm not going to buy chips. We just don't do that. That's our rule. We don't buy potato chips. That's a good start. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Small towns in Oklahoma hit hard over the weekend by huge tornadoes that flattened homes and buildings and killed at least four people. Governor Kevin Stitt.
Definitely the most damage since I've been governor that I've seen. I've seen a lot of damage. I've been around the state for, it's my sixth year. But what I saw downtown Sulphur, it's unbelievable.
The destruction extensive in Sulphur, a town of about 5,000 people south of Oklahoma City, where a tornado hit many downtown buildings. College protests continue across the country regarding pro-Palestinian demonstrations, with law enforcement still getting involved and arresting students. Some colleges are implementing academic suspensions for students arrested, and at one school, expulsions if the student was involved in any kind of violence. This is USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm really honest with you guys. I talk about a lot of stuff with you, and you know, maybe sometimes I say too much. But I want to talk about this. How things have been pretty stressful. And one of the things I do when I see things that really depress me, I don't get depression per se, but knowing that the hostages are still in Hamas prisons and in Gaza, possibly being raped, tortured every single day, and it's been months since the October 7th attack, and they have been taken into captivity. You know, things like that depress me. You know, seeing the state of this country depresses me. And so one thing I do to not get into a funk with everything that's going on is I go to entertainment. I'll turn on the TV. I might watch a Modern Family episode. I might watch a Friends episode, a Seinfeld episode, a movie. And I talk a lot about movies and entertainment on the show. I talk about everything. We talk about education, sports, all that. But I talk about entertainment because I, you know, think we all need it. I think we all need comedy. I think we all need that little escape. And then we go back to our reality. And hopefully the reality is a reality we want to go back to. And we don't want to just be an escape land. And I've been very frustrated at the quality of shows and the quality of our entertainment. And I talk about that a lot because for me, people always ask, why are you always happy? Why are you always happy? Why do you, when your dad died and you had to, bring his body over, because he was in Kansas at the time and you had to bring him back. And you had to, why did you go to work that day? Why did you still have a smile on your face? And I'm like, because I know how to compartmentalize things. And maybe I should have dealt with it then, but I just needed to keep busy and keep busy. And then, I had work to do. I needed money to pay for the funeral because nobody had money to pay for the funeral. And so for me, I was able to compartmentalize and work around it. And so some of us have our go-tos. Now, some of you go to food. Some of you go to alcohol. I wouldn't recommend that. But I go to comedy. So when I need to feel a little better, I want to laugh. My sons will send me memes, or I'll look up memes, or I'll watch a little clip of something. Like one thing that's really, really funny was in Ted 2, there was a scene where Mark Wahlberg and the bear, Ted, decided, they were in a good mood that they decided to go heckle improv comedians. And so they went into the improv, and while the comedian says, all right, somebody give me a name, they would shout out suggestions that he couldn't use, and it was so funny. And then the comedian was like, okay, I heard Starbucks. And they go, no one said Starbucks. But anyway, they were the way that scene was done, it just makes me laugh. And then I forget about what I was, upset about. It just puts me in a better mood. Laughter is the best medicine. Well, I'm noticing that the quality of shows and the quality, it's getting harder to find something that's really good. Everybody talks, oh, this movie's great, this movie's great. And then you go and you're like, really? Like Barbie. What a disappointment. That was almost painful to watch. People were walking out. I mean, really, you can't come up with a movie that's real. Even Oppenheimer, it was good. But, I watch movies from the 80s and the 90s, and I go, that was really well put together. That was pretty brilliantly done. There's been Jumanji playing reruns. I thought the remake of Jumanji was really well done. And I think one of the reasons why some of us are struggling with some of the material is the writers are really bridled. Jerry Seinfeld had talked about this before, where now with all the woke, in fact, there's another interview where he touted how there's so much PC crap and extreme left that is making television comedy go extinct. Now, his sitcom ran from, 1989 to 1998. And his sitcom was one of the most popular ones. I liked it. It wasn't my favorite show of all time. But I remember in medical school, I think it was Thursday night, we all went to my friend's place, would watch Seinfeld, would laugh. Why? Because they talked about things that were kind of everyday. And they made fun of each other. And it was a release. And it was interesting how in medical school we would watch that. And then when I was in residency, we would watch South Park. South Park was for release. Both of them, not very politically correct. I'm telling you right now, not politically correct at all. When I watch the old Friends episodes, not politically correct. And I'm not saying that you need to have political incorrectness. Okay, you can be politically correct and funny. But I feel like when we watch movies, when we watch TV now, every show has to check the box. Okay, did we include diverse individuals from all these demographics? Did we get this one, this, 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 and this? Did we say this? Did we at least mention something about climate change? Or did we mention, and you cannot get through most movies or TV shows now without feeling like you have to sit there and everybody had to check the box, and then they could start getting into the meat of it. I mean, in fact, I think it was Coming to America 2. Where Coming to America I thought was hilarious. But Eddie Murphy had done a remake, and of course I wanted to see it because anything Eddie Murphy does, I love his movies. I love his comedy. But he was sitting there in the middle of it, trying to say, well, we cannot disparage women. And I'm like, did anybody, I don't even remember the scene if it even disparaged women. But it's almost like he had to put that in there to keep, and it was not a very well-received movie. It wasn't fun. It wasn't, and I'm not saying you don't need to disparage women. But, what are things that people like? And they like being, self-deprecating humor, people making fun of each other. How do these comedians make it work? Well, because they say things that you know, are, you know, make people laugh. I think there's a way to do it without insulting people. So, you know, Jerry Seinfeld says nothing really affects comedy. People always need it. They need it so badly that they don't get it. It used to be you would go home at the end of the day and people would go, oh, Cheers is on, MASH, Mary Tyler Moore, All in the Family. You just expected there'd be some funny stuff you could watch on TV. Well, guess what? He said, where is it? This is the result of the extreme left and PC crap. And he says, and people worrying so much about offending other people. So he says, now people are going to see stand-up comics because we aren't policed by anyone. The audience polices us. We know when we're off track. We know instantly, and we adjust to it instantly. But when you write a script and it goes into four or five different hands, committees, or groups, here's our thought about this joke, well, that's the end of your comedy. And that's what he said. You know, he talked about how in the 90s there was an episode of Seinfeld where Kramer decides to start his business by having homeless people pull rickshaws because they're outside anyway. Now that was not, okay, you know, obviously not politically correct. That's not, and I think he would pay them to pull the carts or whatever. But, you know, comedy is not supposed to be real life. Comedy is not supposed to be about, you know, it's not supposed to be, the comedian is not the president. The comedian is not your teacher. The comedian is not your family member. The comedian is just sitting there spouting off, you know, Phil Hendry, one of my favorite radio hosts. If you've ever listened to the Phil Hendry show, he would have a guest call in. And the guest would sometimes be a real jerk. Would say misogynist things, would say, you know, I asked my wife to be a lesbian and she wouldn't, and I wanted her to sleep with somebody and she wouldn't, you know, should I divorce her, or something like that. And then callers would call in and say, you're ridiculous, what kind of this? You know, and Phil Hendry would be like, sir, honestly, you know, if you're going to be a guest on my show, you can't be saying things like this. He said, but I really think women need to be whatever. And so callers would get mad, and then you end up finding out that guest was Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry could do multiple voices, so he knew how to do the different voices on the different mics with the different feed to make it sound like it's a whole other person, and he would get, and people would laugh and laugh. And so he made fun of people having those attitudes, and it was a comedic genius. Comedic genius. And so, you know, and I think Jerry Seinfeld supports the Democratic presidents. I think he's a Democrat. But even he's noticing. He's like, this is getting ridiculous. So, you know, if I need to find another out for, you know, these days where it's so much negativity in the media, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get it from TV or movies anymore. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners.
This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So we are seeing more and more individuals saying the weight loss drugs are not working on them and how some people are just non-responders. In fact, experts say 15% of people are going to be non-responders on Ozempic. So I've had patients that have called in for other issues, and I said, look, are you what medicines are you taking? They go, I'm on semaglutide, which is in Ozempic or Wegovy, or they're on the Mounjaro. I think tirzepatide. I forget the brand name of that. Mounjaro and Zepbound, the counterpart. And they say, yeah, but it's just not working. And so, remember I told you guys that there was a poop-out rate, but there's also individuals who may have the genetic makeup where they will be a non-responder to these medications. Now, this was a headline that came out over the weekend, and people were pretty shocked, going, wait a second here. You know, really? And it's not shocking to me, because one of the things we want to do in medicine now is, it's called precision medicine.
where we look at your genetics to see if a statin is going to work well for you for your cholesterol and your HDL, or do you need a combo? If one antibiotic is going to work better than another antibiotic, as I said, everybody's different. Just like with the COVID vaccines, everybody's different. So you don't know what is going to work for you and what's not. And so now that we're looking at about 6 million people having already been prescribed Ozempic, shall we say, there's apparently a good percentage of people where no. And they had such high hopes that they would look, you know, and have rapid weight loss like Kelly Clarkson. And I don't know what she's done to lose the weight. She looks amazing. I'm not saying she's on Ozempic. But people want to do what Oprah did, what Kelly Clarkson did, just lose weight quickly. So they're going to these medications to hopefully lose their weight quickly. Well, some people don't. So experts are kind of looking at the genetics behind it to see if maybe there's a reason for that. Now, I already told you what one of the reasons is. One of the reasons is you're making bad food choices. You know, how these medicines work, as we've talked about before, is you decide to eat your fish, eat your vegetables, and if you're really worried about cravings, if you have a low dose of this medicine on board, you could then hopefully stick to that diet a little easier. That's not how people are doing it. They're saying, Jesus, take the wheel. I'm just going to be on these medications. And, oh, okay, we're going out for a steak dinner. Great. Maybe I'll just eat part of the steak. Okay. You're not going to lose the rapid weight. And I don't want you to lose the weight rapidly. My guess is those people losing rapid weight are the ones that aren't even eating meals. They're going all day without eating. This is not supposed to be a medicine to help you fast. Your body needs nutrition. Now, before you even go on these medications, check your thyroid. If your thyroid is underactive, you could have an issue with your weight and your metabolism. Let's look at your activity. What are your workouts? If you're just walking a slow walk, 5 or 10 minutes a day on the treadmill, that might not be enough to burn the calories you need. Maybe we need to increase the incline. Maybe we need to step up the speed. Clinical trials of Ozempic, Zepbound, Mounjaro, and similar drugs show that 15% of patients are non-responders, meaning they lose less than 5% of their body weight over 68 weeks. Well, those drugs are pretty damn expensive if you're losing less than 5%. So if you're 200 pounds, that means you're losing less than 10 pounds. Not probably a big game changer. Might not be worth $1,000, $1,500 a month. So for a 250-pound man taking the drugs, 5% loss or 12.5 pounds is lower than what the study average is supposed to be for 37 pounds. So many Reddit users have talked about this, and we're seeing this on Daily Mail and other, social media networks, and many have said that they actually gained weight on the medicine. One person said they ended up gaining 13 pounds. TikTok user Shelly eventually dosed up to the highest level of Ozempic for 5 months. Still didn't work. Well, the highest level of Ozempic is the 2 milligram dose. And she said, it did quiet the food noise. I didn't feel like I was thinking about food all the time, but no weight loss. I could still eat like normal. Had a lot of acid reflux that I didn't want anymore. So she was burping, etc. And so, you know, these medications, and there's a couple things I also want to talk about with this, too, is, you know, some people ask, can you use the larger dose to give you smaller doses and save money? I'll talk about that. But really quickly about the weight gain, I want to say, you have to also understand that your body may not want the drug to cause you to lose weight. If your body does not want things slowing down, it's going to fight the drug. And when you burp, or you vomit, or you throw up, you know, that's your body not tolerating the drug. That doesn't mean the drug is working. I know some people say, well, I want to make me so nauseous that I don't even want to eat. Yeah, that's not sustainable. And so you need to be prepared for that. Now, in terms of the dosing, you have the pens. You got the 0.5 milligram pen, which you could do the 0.25, 0.5 dosing, which are your starter doses. You have the 1 milligram pen and the 2 milligram pen. These pens are similar in terms of the clicks. And each click equates to a certain amount of medicine. And there's tables that explain what the medicine dose is. So when you use the pen and you're clicking, Now, this is for Ozempic. I don't know about the Mounjaro. I have to look at it, but I've seen the Ozempic pens in action. And when you click, it ratchets until it gets to the 0.25 or the 0.5 dose. So with the 2 milligram, you ratchet a certain number, but then the little ratchets, the little ticks, are smaller dosings because the pen is mechanical. We do not recommend that you take a higher dose pen, and you know how you cut pills in half? We don't usually recommend that. But some people are doing that to save money, where they could use the higher dose, they'll only click a few times to get to the dose they want, and then they have more medicine. You know, it's the drug's fault for being so gosh darn expensive that people are trying to figure out how to get around it. But I would say just do it the way your doctor recommends you do it, because you don't know if the delivery system is going to work right for you. And if you take too much, we don't want you getting a pancreatitis or gallbladder issues or ileus or stomach issues. So we want to make sure that you, you know, are doing it right. And, you know, when you are losing weight, again, you know, with all medicines, which I've told you, any sort of diet, any sort of smoking cessation or alcohol, how these medicines work is you are in your mind telling you, this is what I'm going to do. This is my diet. But I can't do it alone. I need help. These medicines are that crutch. None of them, you don't take Chantix to make you completely not want to smoke. When you take Chantix for smoking, you're supposed to actually have a quit date and say, I'm doing this no matter what. I'm quitting smoking on day 8. But because I've been on the medicine for 8 days, it's going to help with those cravings. But it still takes willpower. And you need to use that willpower and you need to have it. If you don't know, these medicines aren't working. And people are just acting like it's with anything in life, with your health, it takes work. It takes a lot of work with your job, with your finances, with your kids. Everything takes work. Your relationship, it takes work. Laziness is not going to get you where you need to go, and is not going to get you where you need to go with your health and with your weight loss. And I know it's not easy. I don't like a lot of vegetables. I don't eat a lot of fish. Right? I don't. You know, I like dark meat over white meat. But you're going to have to make some choices and say, this is what I'm going to do. Now, yes, eating less, eating smaller portions is very effective. But if you're still eating crap, or if you're still eating highly processed or sugary or fat foods, you're not going to lose weight quickly. So it'll be very interesting once we start to really do more precision medicine to see what we're genetically inclined for and to see what works best for whom. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extend.